Our city is in mourning. Our hearts are heavy. We lost two good men who devoted their lives to protecting all of us.
A death of this nature, an assassination, that it's unlike any other type of emotion that it's hard to deal with.
We tried to warn. It must not go on. It cannot be tolerated. That blood on the hands starts on the steps of City Hall in the office of the mayor.
To blame the mayor and others is not what we need. The blame game will only lead to further kinds of venom and further division.
I want you to not use Eric Garner's name for violence, because we are not about that. These two police officers lost their lives senselessly. And our condolence to the family, and we stand with the family.
The mother of Eric Garner at the end of that montage of voices from the last few days in New York City. You probably recognize the other ones. And good morning, everyone. It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. And very first today, of course, our hearts go out to the families and other loved ones of officers Rafael Ramos and Wen John Liu. We will continue WNYC's coverage of this assassination-suicide attack for most of the program today, beginning with Governor Andrew Cuomo. Governor, thank you very much for coming on at this difficult time for the city. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on, and you're right. It is a difficult, painful time for the city. There's no doubt about that. The voices that you started the show with, I think, are most appropriate. It shows the range of emotion, from anger to frustration to sadness. I was with the Ramos family yesterday. I can't begin to describe the pain that they're feeling. And I think, Brian, my message today to all the leaders who were involved on all sides of this, the union officials, the activists, the elected officials, I think it's time for a societal deep breath. I think we need a cooling off period. This is a holy week. It's Hanukkah. It's Christmas. We're coming up to Kwanzaa. And I think we should take this as a period of reflection and calm and peace and unity. Let's grieve with Eric Garner's family. Let's grieve with the Ramos family. Let's grieve with the Luz. But let's bring a moment of peace and calm. And then we can move on and have a rational, sober conversation about what we learned and what changes we need to make, which I'm open to, and I believe we have learned a lot on many sides. And the legislature's coming back in January, and let's talk about systemic reform. But right now, tempers are very high, and feelings are very high. And I've been in this city all my life. And it is a diverse city, and the diversity makes it unique and makes it magical. But the question is always, is the diversity a source of strength or a source of weakness? And right now, I'm calling on everyone, all the leaders involved, to join me in calling for a time of peace and unity and reflection. And let's go to the funerals. Let's join with the families in grieving. Let's honor the Holy Week and bring calm to the city.
Governor, when you call for a societal deep breath, a cooling off period, a pause, who do you want to stop doing what specifically?
You know, Brian, you have strong feelings all around. You have strong feelings from the leaders who represent the police, which we heard in your opening montage. I respect everyone's feelings here. I respect the feelings of the community activists, of the union officials, of the elected officials. People have strong feelings. I understand that. I respect that. But I'm asking to join me in bringing a period of calm during this week, this Holy Week, because it's not a productive dialogue right now. People are angry, they're agitated, it's an emotional time, and sometimes at high emotion you stop hearing and processing, and I think that's where we are now. And it's not productive, it's potentially destructive. We've gone through points like this in this city, you know, Crown Heights, Bensonhurst, Howard Beach. It's a complex city, Brian, and there are lessons to learn from Eric Garner. There are lessons to learn from the Ramos and Lou murders. But this week, I think the best course is a deep breath, a moment of pause, and a moment to grieve. The Ramos family, the Garner family, the Lou family, they're grieving. Let's grieve and respect those families and give them a moment of peace.
Governor, you said there are lessons to be learned from the Garner killing. Some of the potential lessons have certainly been discussed publicly. You also just said there are lessons to be learned from the killings of the officers over the weekend. Are there lessons at a policy level or anything like that that you have in mind?
I would first be open to a dialogue on all of the above, Brian. And I'd like to get past this period and bring the temperature down, so to speak. I'm preparing for the State of the State and the legislative agenda for next year. On the Eric Garner matter, we've had questions about grand jury secrecy and can there be reforms to that process, et cetera. I was with the Ramos family yesterday. Police officers were asking me about the benefits for widows and for children, and are we respecting the loss and compensating it fairly? I've had people ask me, why don't we have bulletproof windows in police cars? So I think there are a lot of questions, a lot of issues that can be a productive conversation. I think the best thing to do now, however, because I don't believe this is a productive conversation, and it's an insightful conversation, and to the extent we can bring calm, I think that's the best course at this time.
Governor, I would like you to ask you to react to the statement by Police Union President Pat Lynch that the mayor has blood on his hands. We had a short version of it in the montage. I'm going to play a 30-second version of it for you now, Pat Lynch.
There's blood on many hands tonight. Those that incited violence on the street under the guise of protest, that tried to tear down what New York City police officers did every day. We tried to warn, it must not go on, it cannot be tolerated. That blood on the hands starts on the steps of City Hall in the office of the mayor.
Governor, has Pat Lynch crossed a line of what should be acceptable discourse, in your opinion?
You know, Brian, I don't want to get into who's to blame, who's worse, who went first. That's part of the negative cycle that we're in. I can tell you this. I was with the Ramos family yesterday. I spoke to a lot of police officers. The feelings are very, very high. Pat Lynch reflects the feelings and represents the feelings of the police officers. But I don't want to point fingers and blame. I am going to talk to Pat Lynch. I know him for many years. I respect him as a leader. And I'm going to ask him to join with me and other leaders across the city. And let's respect the Ramos family, the Garner family, respect this Holy Week, and let's bring the temperature down and the rhetoric down and the dialogue down. Let's have some peace. I will be open to and convene a discussion after this on where do we go and what have we learned. But I believe the first order of business is just to bring down the rhetoric.
But in your opinion, has Mayor de Blasio done anything to contribute to what happened on Saturday or any other acts of violence against police officers?
I think Mayor de Blasio is doing the best he can under very difficult circumstances to hear all sides of the matter. You have polarization in this city, and that's the fundamental issue. You have two different points of view that right now are seemingly irreconcilable. We've had this before, you know. Those of us who have been in this city, you remember going through this at times like Crown Heights, times like Howard Beach. The emotion gets very high and people get polarized. First thing you do is bring down the temperature, slow it down, calm it down, and when people stop yelling, then they can start hearing. And there are legitimate points, you know. There are legitimate points from the Eric Garner case. People saw that video, and that grand jury finding was seemingly wholly incongruous with what you saw in that video. And this is not just New York. This is in a national context. Obviously. So it's not just a New York problem. It's a nationwide mm-hmm. problem. It's a little hotter here in New York because of what we went through. But the good news is, Brian, we know how to deal with this in New York.
But, Governor, does the mayor, and then I'll let you go and you can say anything else you want to say in this response, does the mayor have your full support in terms of how he has handled the aftermath of the Eric Garner grand jury decision?
The mayor has my full support. The union leaders have my full support. The community activists have my full support.
How could the mayor and the union leaders have your full support, given what they both said?
Yes, yeah, see, Brian, you want to say who's right and who's wrong, and one person's good and one person's bad. I think that is the negative cycle that we are in. I don't want to point fingers. I don't want to cast blame. I don't want to further the accusations, which is what you're trying to do. I don't believe it's productive. I don't believe it's healthy. I think what is healthy right now is to bring that kind of accusation down. And let's calm it down. Deep breath, period of reflection. Honor the holy period we're in, honor the families that are grieving, and then let's have a sober conversation once we're in a position to do that.
Governor, thank you very much for coming on today. Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas to you, and happy holidays to your listeners, Brian.